أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now today I'm going to take a little bit of break from the journaling series that we're doing because tomorrow is Friday. And I know I talk about Friday on Friday, but many of you tell me that you'd like to talk about Friday on Thursday, which is fair. Well, first of all, Friday is the best day of the week on which the sun had risen. Now, these are all ahadith from the Prophet. You know, there is one moment, 1 hour in the day of Friday, that if you call out, it's like that special Blue Cross moment when du'as are accepted. So repeat your request every hour on Friday, especially if it's something really, really urgent. You know, there are hadiths of the Prophet of people who every hour used to sit and say what they wanted because of this ahadith. To do ghusl, to wear perfume, clean clothes, recite Quran as much as possible. But there is also one thing that is recommended. When you have an issue where you think things are going really fine and then suddenly there is a blockage, suddenly there's a stop. It could be financial, it could be emotional, it could be absolutely anything. It could be with our children, whatever. So in that case, to be able to recite 11 times after every Salatul Fajr, Suratul Inshirah has a phenomenal effect. Now we will talk about the two surahs that came together, which is Dhuha and Inshirah. But today I'd like to talk about Inshirah because we can recite it starting on a Friday 11 times after Salatul Fajr. So this surah is really, really short surah. It has 8 ayats and we could probably just split it up into 2 sections. So I'm going to split it up into 2 sections, 3 questions, and then 3 things to trust. It's all about trusting Allah in essence. So let's start with the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in, if I can say, mountain language. So let me put it this way. Imagine you are looking at a mountain in your life, any problem, and you're thinking, how the heaven am I going to get to the top of this mountain? How am I going to conquer this problem? How am I going to deal with it? So Allah starts off by saying, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not expand for you your chest? In other words, did we not give you the ability to tackle that mountain? You know, when you climb a mountain, your lungs need to expand to be able to deal with the altitude. In the same way, Allah is saying that sharh is ease. It's beginning to ease. So he's saying, did we not give you ease and comfort, expand on something that was difficult? Did we not clarify it for you? By extension, he's saying, we will do that for you if you let us. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. Did we not take off from you your burden? You know, wada'a is to take something from a high place and put it down. Wizr is a burden that is so heavy that it might crush you. In the sense of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the responsibility of being able to transmit the Quran, alladhi ankadha dhahrak, which weighed down upon your back. So for you and me, it is that difficulty, that challenge that we think is so heavy that is weighing us down. And then Allah says, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. And did we not raise for you your dhikr? In other words, the Prophet wanted the dhikr, the Qur'an, to reach every human being. He wanted to raise the level of the Qur'an to you and me. Allah is saying that, did we not get you to the top of the mountain? That means we will give you the ability, we will make it conducive for you to reach your mountain, to tackle your challenge. Now, what am I supposed to do? What am I, you and I, supposed to do? Or what sort of trust are we supposed to have? So he says, now these are the other 3. So the first 3 were the questions. Now it's, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with every difficulty are 2 accompanied eases. In other words, they're co-joined. Usr is such a difficult situation. It's like something stuck in the stomach, like constipation. When we're trapped in a situation, we get a bit stagnant. Yusr is when something passes smoothly. He says, you got to trust that with your challenge, you're going to have two eases. He reinforces the fact that all will be well. Just trust in him. Do your best and give it up to him. And then he says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَ. When you are free, when that challenge is over, keep on going. Strive towards the next one. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَ. And focus only onto your Rabb. It's absolutely phenomenal. Look at your challenge. Do the best you can. Trust in him. And he says, I will look after you. So inshallah, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, we will all recite 11 times. May Allah accept our du'as. May He assist us in our challenges and make us grow from them so we can reach our full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ